Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, it's Stephanie. I finished my topic on irrational stuff, stuff that, or comments that were directed at me, or actions from people. That was the topic I wanted to discuss, because I had the misfortune of coming across people who I consider were doing things that didn't make sense to me. But then I realized, before we get to the next topic, that people are diverse in many different ways, and it's not for me to judge them. But what I was referring to is basic common sense situations where people respect other people. In my situation, I had people who did not. So that's correlated to this next topic, me responding to my critics. Critics of my music, my podcast, etc. Anything that was stated to me directly in my personal life and so on that was negative. I'm an artist, you know. I've always been an artist, and my music is so important to me. And the critics of my songs have said, you know, I don't deserve to make it. They want me to make it as a hobby and blah, 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 and I didn't write it. Well, you know, I can't respond to something that is pretty negative and just that doesn't pertain to reality. We all know I wrote the song or was involved in songwriting. I was not the only one who wrote it. I am a songwriter of all the songs that I released to the public and my videos and so on. I got a lot of talent. But most importantly, I worked very hard for so many years doing my music. So it speaks for itself. All that hard work, a million times over, I paid my dues, and there's no question about that. So I leave that there. Those comments about whether I have talent or whatever are not to be commented on because they're so, so atrociously wrong because they're so far from the truth. And we know what the truth is. I got talent. I wrote it. So to those critics, they're just saying that because they're trying, you know, it's no comments. Leave it there. You know what the reality is of my situation. I wrote it. That's it. Move on. There were people responding to my podcast, you know, my recent podcast with the, like, irrational stuff and the what I say or my tweets, and they questioned my mental health. Some of them even defamatory made cruel, false allegations about my mental health. Listen, I'm doing podcasts as an entertainment situation. It's entertainment. But it's serious entertainment because I have a lot to say what's going on from my point of view. So with that, I can say that it is certainly not fair for me to be subjected to those false allegations, you know. But I had to respond in a sense that people know that when people make comments like that, it is something wrong with them. I'm not hurt by it because they're idiots. They're not doctors or experts on mental health, are they? Or even if they are, you don't go and make an assessment about what I say on these podcasts. So they're wrong. And also it's defamation. I hope they know that if they spread gossip and rumors are false with allegations, cruel allegations about me, it could be a lawsuit. But more importantly, for them to say that, certainly points to their character, their lack in character, and points to the kind of person that they really are, which is not good. terms of their ability or analysis to understand my situation as doing podcasts. So with that, that is to be for me to be ignored. If anyone wants to know about me, they can contact me directly and not listen to something that's not true. But I was referring to my personal life, where people said, they said, oh, I made several coincidences of me making allegations about things. Well, I had to, because it's from my environment. It is real. It is not something that's phony or false. It's not something I make up. I don't hear voices or anything. They made a false allegation that I had schizophrenia, which was so defamatory. Schizophrenia is where you believe something that isn't true, or believe something. But the point is that diagnosed with schizophrenia, and they are high functioning, and they deserve to be respected. So for them to say that is cruel to all the millions of people who have that diagnosis. So it points to how low their character are. But I don't have schizophrenia. And for them to keep saying it does denote that they will be sued, and denotes what kind of idiot they really are. So I will do a periodic topic of me responding to critics. I respond to critics about what I say on Twitter, I point about, this and allegations about my songs being stolen, and perhaps that's not the best way to correspond to people when they listen to my music, but I'm a communicator. I like to just put it out there and leave it there. Okay, I have my own sense of style and how I communicate. For those who criticize me, then so be it. They have their own opinion. But I do not like if they spread gossip on social media about it. That's false. I did have someone who questioned my health on social media, on Twitter. That was a false allegation. We can't judge a book by its cover. And we know that when they judge me, you can't judge by what I say and to make an analysis of it. There was another topic when I was talking about a topic, and someone said I needed to go to a lock. Lock facility. I mean, that was so idiotic. You don't put somebody in a lock facility because they make a concern about something. But anyway, there are a lot of people who say things that are not based on reality and make cruel, untrue statements. And to my critics of my podcast and my music, that their allegations are baseless. I am perfectly fine. I do not have a diagnosis of schizophrenia. I'm aware of reality. I know one and one is two, not three. The really real is definitely where I'm at. And there's no many coincidences. If you have any questions, you can contact me at Duff Needs Love Twitter or DuffNeedsLove22@yahoo.com. I respect other performers or people who do podcasts about their own lives or situations, because I'm just pointing out what has happened in mine. I try not to do anything that will put me in a situation to be in a legal trouble, so I don't use people's names. With celebrities, I had to be careful what I say, but still, the truth is that when it comes to my critics of me, my music and my podcast on social media, those are baseless, false statements. If you want to know about whether I have a diagnosis, then you should seek a doctor, an expert on it. Maybe they should get treatment themselves. Because it does point to how low their character are on the matter. And the matter I have is, that's all I need to say. Because I continue to believe in me. I know that I'm a good person. I'm trying to do the best I can to live on this planet. I had a very difficult life, but I ain't saying that to try to ease, to get sympathy, or to see myself as a victim. But I'm only saying that because I've been through too much to listen to false, trivial allegations related to myself and my life, and I had to progress. So my health is fine. I guess the perception I get from people is they make judgments on who I am and what I am. I am perfectly fine. I am perfectly fine mentally. I am always going to be fine, and I try to do things my way, and I have my own sense of style when it comes to doing these podcasts and in my music and whatever I do, or the books I write that are on sale. But I'm going to continue to do what I need to do, and I have to speak out. I have to communicate to what I feel is the truth, and with respect and knowledge to know what's going on in the present at the same time. I'm very much aware of what I'm doing and reality, because reality is the truth. But reality for one person could be different from reality for another person. But let me tell you, everything that I'm saying is absolutely true. So don't believe the false allegations. So I'm responding to my critics. All I can say is there's no comment, really, because you're the one who's the idiots, not me. I only listen to people who have intelligent or careful or true, authentic comments, and they do it in a very nice way. And I will say or respond to them nicely in a truthful way, whether I feel they're wrong or right. But everything I say is right. So I leave it there. Thank you all for listening. And to you all, don't listen to people who put you down. Listen to people who lift you up. Good day, good night from tonight.